chimney.
Okay. And you put the wood on the what?
And the iron.
Okay.
Well.
What'd you call them when you were growing up?
Well, dog irons. When we,
you call them andirons now?
Well, that's what they are when you buy them. When we sell them, that's what they're called for.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have a lot of... That's one reason that... Well, what are those things that you hang in a window that are on rollers to keep the sun out?
Window shade.
Okay. How about the kind on cords that with separate pieces?
Drapes.
Well, no, the... With
Venetian blinds,
yeah. That's what I want. Okay, and you hang clothes in a...
Closet.
Okay. Do you ever have a piece of furniture for hanging them in, a movable thing?
Yeah, chaperobe, we call them.
Okay.
Or a wardrobe.
Okay, which one did you call it when you were growing up?
Wardrobe.
Uh-huh. I was wondering because I hadn't heard chaperobe around here. Well, name the pieces of furniture in a bedroom.
Oh, bed, dresser, chest of drawers, table, chair.
Okay. Dresser and chest of drawers wouldn't be the same thing.
No, I mean it's a different thing.
Okay. Well, what about the space between the top floor and the roof? What do you call that?
Attic.
Okay. And the place where you cook the food?
Kitchen.
Okay. What kind of...
I had to cook them out of the yard all half of the time.
That's the truth. Well, what would be in a kitchen? What would be in a kitchen?
What would be, what? Stove, refrigerator, table, chairs.
Okay. Something else.
Sink.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cabinets, yeah.
Yeah. And what all would you do in a kitchen?
Well, you eat, cook, and probably a lot of people out in the country years ago lived. In wintertime, just about spent their time in the kitchen.
Well, do you ever have, or do you know anyone that had an outdoor kitchen years ago? Don't have them anymore.
No, I don't. I've never. They did have meals separate from the house, but I was never familiar with one.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't know what to call them either, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Mr. McGaugh called it the storeroom, and the room they ate in was the kitchen. Then his mother, Mr. Paul, said.
Well, a cook room. Well,
uh-huh,
I mean,
uh-huh.
Well, years ago, you know, when people had slaves on plantation, they had a kitchen separate from the main house. I mean, it was separated
uh-huh,
probably
right,
with a walkway or shed.
My grandmother's house is on that way. Well, what would be a room or a closet off the kitchen where you would store food?
Pantry.
Okay. And what would you call maybe worn-out furniture or tools or whatever that... You hadn't quite decided to throw away yet, but...
Mostly junk.
Okay. Would you ever have a room where junk was kept?
I guess every house has got a room that's...
What would you call
nothing but a junk room.
Okay. What do you sweep the floor with?
Broom.
Okay. Well, say that's the door right there and it's open and I walk over and put the broom back there, what would you... If you're going to tell someone where it is, what would you say?
Well, probably behind the door.
Okay. Well, the whole center. The whole thing. The what's behind the door?
The broom behind the door.
Okay. And on Mondays, your mother used to do her...
Washing, mostly.
Okay. And maybe...
Call her laundry now.
Okay, that's another thing I wanted. And on Tuesdays, maybe she'd do her...
Ironing.
Okay. And would you ever call it the washing and ironing?
Well, yeah.
On the laundry. Okay, and outside of the house, on the front of it, you might have a place where you can sit and everything.
Patio, lawn.
Oh, well, no, I mean as part of the house.
Oh, porch.
Okay, did you ever hear that called any, a front porch maybe called?
Yeah, front porch. That's a familiar term, front porch.
Yeah, did you ever hear it called anything else?
Did
it have a different name, maybe according to whether it had a roof or...